من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وسلم. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والارحام ان الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اما بعد فان اصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله في النار ثم اما بعد. Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of Islam. And that's what follows. This is our fourth meeting with you in our regular Saturday classes by Al-Maghrib wa Al-Isha. As usual, our brothers in the United States are listening to the dars with us over the telephone conference system. Our discussion with you today is continuing in the chapter of Tawheed, unifying, singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. We stated that we believe Allah is the Ilah, He is the Lord. He is also subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb, meaning the one who is worthy of worship, the only one who is worthy of worship. And we showed this to you from the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from the ayat of Allah azza wa jal. Today we begin a two-part discussion with you describing Tawheed al-Asma'i wa-Sifat, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by establishing and unifying and understanding Allah's most blessed names and attributes, al-Asma' wa-Sifat. Words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to describe Himself. And in this, many of the Muslim ummah have lost their place in understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in coming closer to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have missed many of the issues of tawheed, of singling out Allah in worship. So we state that we begin by understanding the principle and then giving the example. So I give you the usul, the principle of al-asma'i wa-sifat. We believe in anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Himself with, or His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes Him with, bila tahreef, without distorting its meaning. Bila tahreef, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Right? Allah says in the Quran, and Allah spoke to Moses in words. Some of the people who believe in Allah, they change this meaning. They say, using their logic, how can Allah speak? How can He say Allah speak? So they say, no, the way you recite this ayah, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهَ and stop, مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, meaning Moses spoke to Allah. This is how they try to change the meaning in reciting the ayah. So Ahlul Sunnah, the people of Sunnah, answer them by giving them another verse. So we say to them, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى بِمِيقَاتِنَا وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. How do you explain the verse where Allah says, And when Moses came in his appointed time, came to the Mount of Sinai, and his Lord spoke to him. You can't change it. So they tried to make tahrif, distort the meaning. This is something Ahl Sunnah does not do. The people who believe in Allah, the way the Prophet ﷺ established the Prophet, say no. Allah says he speaks. How he speaks, when he speaks, in what way he speaks, Allahu Akbar. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge that we do not even ask about, as you shall soon see. So first, bila tahrif, without distortion. وَمِنْ غَيْرِ تَعْطِيلٍ, without negating it, or saying no way it can, this can exist or this can happen. Using our brains and our analogy to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can he speak, or how can he have this a hand, or how can he hear, or how can he see? Saying this is impossible, and this is something that is haram, as we will give you from the statements of the A'immah, the four Imams, and especially Al-Imam Al-Nu'man ibn Bashir, Al-Imam Abu Hanifa. Because I feel that we should hear his words. And this book, alhamdulillah, is called Al-Fiqh Al-Akbar. The words of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa in describing what we believe in Allah, he named the book Fiqh. Al-Fiqh Al-Akbar, the greatest fiqh you can possess. And we will give you some of his words, rahimahullah. بغير تحريف وتعطيل. We do not distort, change the meaning. We do not say this meaning or this thing could not happen. ومن غير تكييف. To say how. How can this be? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بعلمه ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah knows what we are doing in this world and what we will get in the hereafter, while we possess no knowledge of what is about Him except that which He has given us. So we do not say why or how. Al-Imam Malik, he says a beautiful statement by saying, when a person human says, how can Allah perform istiwa, rise above his throne, above the arsh, in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. This man, he says, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? And Imam Malik answers him by saying, al-istiwa'u ghayru majhool. Allah establishes him and himself and rises over his throne. This is something that we know he does, because he tells us, الرحمن على العرش استوى. The most beneficent, merciful Allah rises above his throne. خلاص. والكيف غير معقول. And how you cannot understand. So don't try to think about it. والإيمان به واجب. To believe it, it is compulsory. والسؤال عنه بدعة. And to ask how or why or for what reason, this is bid'ah. So this is something that we must understand. No tahrif, no distortion, no negation, no ta'til, no takyif, asking how. And finally, min ghayri tamthil, without resemblance. Meaning, there are others, instead of saying this does not happen, they say no, it happens like this. Making a resemblance to Allah. والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول ليس كمثله شيء. Nothing is like Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وهو السميع البصير. And yet then Allah says, and He is the most hearing, most seeing and knowing, سبحانه وتعالى. So we see Allah says nothing is like Him, but He tells you, I am the all hearing and all seeing. Why? Because His sight and His hearing is nothing like what you have or any of His creation is. The Imam, they tell us, whatever a creation has, the Creator does not have it in the way that you think. It is different. So we begin by discussing with you now, after we have said, when we hear the sifat, the attributes of Allah, or the names of Allah, السميع البصير العليم المتين القوي the strong, the powerful, the magnificent. These are all characteristics that you and I, although a person may be named, Allah tells us, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. We created a human being and we made him سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. The same word Allah said is وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Yet Allah's hearing and Allah's sight is different than the sight of human beings and mankind. It is in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. So we begin by saying, لِلَّهِ ذَاتْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an essence. An essence. And this is found when you read any part of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say to them, O Muhammad, He is Allah the One. Allah al-Samad. The self-sufficient master who creates and who is in no need of his creation. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He does not give off children or beget, and he was not begotten. He is not the child or the offspring of something. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدْ. And nothing, there is nothing equal or co-equal or comparable to him. It is Allah. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Sunnah does not explain to us or does not show us what it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lahu that. He does not say Allah is such and such and such. He gives us the description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself with. Therefore anything the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَيْسَ فَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Allah, nothing can be compared to Him. Nothing is like Him. And He is the all-hearing and all-seeing and all-knowing. We say also, لِلَّهِ نَفْسٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a self. He tells us in the Qur'an, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if people who believe in Allah come to you, say to them, As-salamu alaykum. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord has written upon Himself mercy. أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهْلٍ أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحْ فَإِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah has written mercy upon Himself. Therefore Allah describes Himself as being merciful. That He, the one who commits a sin after ignorance and makes tawbah, ثُمَّ تَابْ وَأَصْلَحْ and works right to thee, فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Therefore Allah is the most merciful, most forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, قل, and these two ayat are in Surah Al-An'am. قل لمن ما في السماوات والأرض قل لله كتب على نفسه الرحمة. Say to them, O Muhammad, to who is the dominion and the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth? It is Allah. He has written upon Himself mercy. The Prophet ﷺ explains to us this writing upon Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as the Rasul ﷺ explains, لما قضى الله الخلق كتب كتابا فهو عنده فوق عرشه إن رحمتي سبقت عذابي أو سبقت غضبي. In the different riwayat, this writing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did, the Prophet tells us in this authentic hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari and Muslim, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation, the heavens and the earth, He wrote something and He placed it above His arsh subhanahu wa ta'ala that says that my mercy is quicker in reaching my servant than my punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, the most forgiving. Also we see وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. Allah tells us in the Qur'an to fear Him in Surah Ali Imran,
He says Allah warns you about himself or against himself. Be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lahu that. He has an essence and he has a self subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also see that Allah lahu wajh. Allah has a face. Not like our face or the face of an animal or anything that is created. If I describe to you an angel, does the angel have the things that you have? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing in an authentic hadith in Bukhari, that the angels that hold or that bear the chair, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between their earlobe and their neck is 700 years distance. And the hadith is in Sahih Muslim. So therefore when we hear ear, is it like this? Or the earlobe? No. Or the neck? No. Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described to us that the fire, and now Jahannam, on the day of judgment, تخرج لها عنق. It shall have a neck and it shall speak. But fire speaks? No. It is the creation of Allah. In the Jannah, when you are given an apple, is it an apple from the dunya? It is an apple from the Jannah. Different creation, different understanding, something you cannot imagine. Allah tells us about the Jannah. مَا لَعَيْنُ رَأْسٍ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. In the Jannah, what no eye has seen, but Allah tells us in the Jannah, are rivers. We see rivers on this earth. When you go to the Jannah, is it the same? No. Allah tells you what no eye has seen. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, what no ear has heard. And what no human being's heart can imagine. So when we listen to the verses of Allah and the ayat and the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, let us understand it in tadabbur. بِغَيْرِ تَحْرِيرِ. We do not make a distortion of the meaning. It is like this. Or ta'til. We do not say it doesn't exist. Or tanseel. Try to say this is what it's like. Or tashbih. These are things that we stay away from. We say what Allah says. Allah says in the Quran, kaza, khalas. We accept it from Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Allah tells us in the Quran, on the day of judgment, and the face of your Lord shall abide forever. The face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is full of majesty and honor, shall abide forever. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face. And this is something the Prophet taught us to ask Allah with. He tells us from Allah alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَرَّمَ النَّارَ عَلَى مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. Allah has made the fire haram on the person who says لا إله إلا الله, seeking Allah's face. Listen to the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is narrated by Imam al-Bukhari. All of the hadith that we will narrate to you are either muttafaqun alayh or in Bukhari or in Muslim. All of the hadith are sahih, insha'Allah. Allah tells us also in the Quran, ordering His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Kahf, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stay close and be patient with those who stay up during the day, the mornings and the afternoons, making dua to Allah, hoping for His face. Also, we see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is narrated by Imam Bukhari, a verse from Surah Al-An'am, verse number 65, was brought down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In it, Allah describes some of the punishments that He may bring to the Ummah. قل هو القادر. Tell them, O Muhammad, هو القادر على أن يبعث عليكم عذابا من فوقكم. Tell them, O Muhammad, Allah is the most powerful that can bring down upon you punishments from above you. The Prophet ﷺ, he made dua. Listen to the dua. He says, أعوذ بوجهي. I seek refuge in the face of Allah. Then Allah brought down the continuation of the ayah. أو من تحت أرجلكم. When the Prophet told them, I seek refuge, O Allah, do not send punishment from above us. I seek refuge in you, O Allah. Allah then said, من تحت أرجلكم. I can bring punishment from underneath you. So the Prophet ﷺ said, أعوذ بوجهك. I seek refuge in your face. Then the continuation of the ayah, أو يلبسكم شيعا ويذيق بعضكم بأس بعض. In this one, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, huwa alfa, did not make the dua. Allah says, or Allah can make you fight one another divided on party lines. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, I seek refuge in your faith, O Allah, from this. He said, this is easier for my ummah to deal with. And what do we see today? Fighting one another against party lines. This party, this group, this people, this time, this place, fighting against one another. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We also see the hadith, and this hadith is narrated by more than 20 sahaba. Al-hadith mutawatir. No one can ever say there is any shak, disagreement, that this hadith is sahih. We give you today the narration of Suhaib al-Rumi. And this is the hadith narrated in Sahih Muslim, where he describes to us that the greatest pleasure in the Jannah is to look and stare at the face of Ar-Rahman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ. When the people of Jannah enter the Jannah, وَدَخَلَ أَهْلُ النَّارِ النَّارِ, and the people of the fire enter their fire, Allah shall come and say to the people of the Jannah, تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدَكُمْ. Is there something that I can increase you with? Allah shall ask you and I. When we are in the Jannah sitting with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is why you are here in the masjid. This is why you pray. This is why you fast. This is why you learn. To be where? In the Jannah. Where Allah shall come to you and He shall say, ask you, do you wish for something? And we shall answer Him subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, أَلَمْ تُبَيِّضُ وُجُوهَنَا. Have you not brightened our faces? وَأَدْخَلْتَنَا الْجَنَّةِ, and made us people of the Jannah. وَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. The one who just moved a little bit away from the fire and entered Jannah, he has attained all success. And when we are in the Jannah, we say, Ya Allah, you have brightened our faces, made us people of the Jannah. وَنَجَّيْتَنَا مِنَ النَّارِ, and saved us from the fire. What more can we ask you, O Allah? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered by saying, فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ. Allah shall uncover His face by removing the hijab. فَمَا أُعْطُوا شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. When Allah shall uncover His face, they shall know and realize that nothing that they have been given in the Jannah is greater than looking at the face of their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهًا. Everything shall be destroyed except the face of Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلِلَّهِ وَجْهًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a face. Is it like yours and mine? كَلَّا كَلَّا. No. We believe because He says. We believe because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. Without distinction, without saying it's like this or not like this. We also say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses hands. يَدَان. Is it like this? No. It is not a hand like yours or mine. It is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Himself with, فَنُفْدِكَ. So we say it is such. Without seeking to understand more and more about it. Allah tells us, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَان. The Jews The Yahud, they said, Allah's hands are tied. He does not help us. So Allah answers them in the Quran, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَةً. No, His hands are outstretched. Also, Allah tells Iblis, قَالَ يَا Iblis, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْهِ. Oh Iblis, Shaitan, devil, what made you not perform prostration sajda to Adam, who I created with my own hand? And Iblis answered him in his philosophical manner, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ. I'm better than him. I'm from fire, he's from dirt. قَالَ اخْرُجْ. Allah told him, leave. Your place is the fire. Disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see that from the greatest honor that we as Muslims and as people will give to Allah on the Day of Judgment and in the Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is narrated by the Prophet ﷺ in the Hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, when Allah calls us, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O people of Jannah, Allah is calling you, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, we shall answer Allah by saying, لَبَّيْكَ رَبَّنَا وَسَعْدَيْكَ وَالْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ فِي يَدَيْكَ. Yes, our Lord and our Protector and our Helper, and all goodness is in your hands. This is our answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Jannah. And this is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he woke up to make صلاه الليل تهجد تراويح. He used to say, لَبَّيْكَ وَسَعْدَيْكَ وَالْخَيْرُ فِي يَدَيْكَ. All goodness comes from you, O Allah. I come to you to pray. Turning to you in prayer, all goodness is in your hands, O Allah. We also see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created certain things with His hands. And this is a way of Allah making takreem, honoring. Allah created Adam with His hands. As we just recited, قَالَ يَا إِبْلِيسُ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْكَ. Iblis, why did you not prosper to what I created with my hand? A way of Allah honoring mankind. Also, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote the Torah with His hand for Moses. The Alwah, the book that was given to Moses, as we see in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, Adam and Moses, when they argued with one another, it is a famous hadith. Moses came to Adam and he told him, Ya Adam, Allah created you with His own hand and made you enter the Jannah. And because you committed the sin, you kicked us out of the Jannah. So Adam answered Moses by saying to him, يَا أَنْتَ يَا مُوسَى اِصْطَفَاكَ اللَّهُ لِسَلَامِهِ وَقَطَّ لَكَ بِيَدِهِ. You, O Musa, Allah chose you to speak to Him, and He wrote with His hand for you your law. This was the Torah of Musa alayhi salam that the Jews and the Christians play with today. They add what they wish. They remove what they wish. They do what they want. They stay away from what they don't feel like. Playing with the laws of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the greatest Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a correction to them. And the Jews and the Christians were shocked that a Nabi, a prophet, came from other than their people. And this was Allah honoring al-Islam and showing the Jews, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen as His people, that because they did not fulfill His orders, this was a punishment to them. That it would not come from their own tribe. The Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, al-Jannah, created with Allah's hand. As we see in the authentic hadith narrated by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah, Musa again, Moses asks Allah, and we have narrated this hadith to you I think before, what is the lowest place in the Jannah? So Allah says, it's a man who shall come and shall be brought to the Jannah and told to enter it. And he shall say, كَيْفَ يَا رَبْ وَقَدْ نَزَلَ النَّاسُ مَنَازِلَهُمْ وَأَخَذُوا أَخَذَاتِهِمْ. How can I enter the Jannah when the people have entered and taken everything? So Allah shall tell him, أَفَرْضَ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَكَ مُلْكُ مَلِكٍ مِنْ مُلُوكِ الدُّنْيَا. Would you be happy to be given the kingdom of a king from the kings of this earth? He shall say, أَرْضَ. Yes, O Allah, it is enough for me to be a king from the kings of this earth. So Allah shall tell him, لَكَ ذَلِكُ وَمِثْلَهُ 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 وَمِثْلَهُ. This is for you. And it amounts over and over and over and over. And on the fifth one, this abd, this servant shall say, Ya Allah, Rabbi, it's enough. So Allah shall tell him, لَكَ كُلُّ ذَلِكُ وَعَشْرَةُ أَمْثَالِكُ. All of this is for you and 10 times it's enough. And then Musa asked Allah, فَمَا بَلُ أَعْلَاهَا مَنْزِلًا. What about those who are highest in levels in the Jannah? This is the lowest, the minimum in the Jannah. This is the minimum wage. I think 575 years. Over there, 50 times the kingdom of the greatest king. So Allah told him, answering him, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ عَرَفْتُ. These are the ones I have chosen that will live in the highest places in the Jannah. غَرَفْتُ كَرَامَتَهُمْ بِيَدَيْهِ. I planted their honor in it with my hand in the Jannah. فَلَمْ تَرَى عَنْ وَلَمْ تَسْمَعْ أُذُنْ. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. وَلَمْ يَخْفُرْ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرْ. And no human being's heart can ever imagine. So this is proving to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a hand that is not like any of His created beings' hands. Something that only He subhanahu wa ta'ala knows its extent and its, and what it looks like or what it is. We also see that لله قدم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a foot. His foot is not like mine or yours or a horse's or anything. It is different than any of His created beings. He tells us, as the Prophet ﷺ narrates in the hadith, narrated by both Bukhari and Muslim, Jahannam, on the day of judgment, تقول هل من مزيد, as is in Surah Qaf. In Surah Qaf, Allah describes to us the fire, Jahannam, as saying, يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت فتقول هل من مزيد. Allah shall ask Jahannam, have you been filled? It shall say, Allah, bring me more to enter the fire. So the Jahannam, the fire shall keep saying, هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. Increase me, put more people in me as a punishment, O Allah, for them. فَيَضَعُ, the Prophet ﷺ narrates to us, حَتَّى يَضَعْ فِيهَا رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ قَدَمًا. Until Allah shall place His foot in it, in the fire. And then Jahannam shall say, قَتِمْ قَتِمْ. Enough, O Allah, enough. فَتَزْوِي. And it shall expand and contract upon itself. بَعْضَهَا لِبَعْضٍ. It shall contract in upon itself. And in different riwayat, the same hadith is narrated, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall keep putting people in the fire until it keeps making the dua, and all of the people of Jannah have entered. Then Allah shall fill the fire and shall place His foot subhanahu wa ta'ala as a seal to it. So we say لله قدم. We also say لله ساق, a shin. It is not like my shin or your shin. It is not a ساق like mine or yours. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Qalam, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ ساق فَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. On the day of judgment, when Allah shall lay bare His back, His shin, those who used to pretend to pray, the munafiqun, the mura'i, the ones who used to pretend to pray, shall see all of the true believers worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fall in sujood, but they will not be able to. As is in the long hadith, the hadith of al-shafa'ah, narrated by Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, and this hadith is also narrated by many of the Sahaba, found in both Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that we will know Allah by His shin. This is something that we will know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. we shall know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it. When he exposes his shin, his saq, all of the muwahidun shall fall into sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of the munafiqun and the kuffar, their spine shall be made a piece of bone. In this, يَكْشِفُ رَبُّنَا عَنْ سَاقِهِ. The Prophet said on the Day of Judgment, Allah shall uncover his saq, his shin. فَيَسْجُدُ لَهُ كُلُّ مُؤْمِنٍ وَمُؤْمِنَةٍ. Every believing man and woman shall make sujood. وَيَبْقَى مَنْ كَانَ يَسْجُدُ فِي الدُّنْيَا رِيَاءً وَسُمْعَةً. And those who used to pray in this dunya for riya, and so that people see them and speak of them, they will not be able to make sujood. فَيَذْهَبْ لِيَسْجُدْ فَيَعُودَ ظَهْرُهُ صَفًّا وَاحِدًا. He shall come to try to bend his back, but his back shall be one piece of bone. No flexibility or bending in it. We also say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مُسْتَوٍ عَلَىٰ عَرْشِهِ is performing istiwa, establishing himself above his throne in the manner that he wishes. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. The most merciful Allah is raised above his throne in the best manner that he wishes. This is narrated to us in seven different places in the Quran. Al-Arsh, as we will describe it to you insha'Allah, the throne of Allah is different than the Kursi. Ayatul Kursi, we all know. Al-Kursi is different than the Arsh. The Arsh is the throne of Allah. Al-Kursi is the footstool of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know that the Arsh is something created. It does not mean power or dominion or strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَوْقَهُمْ ثَمَانِيَةً. On the Day of Judgment, the eight angels who shall bear the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bear the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Also in Surah Ghafir, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا. Those who bear the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels that circle the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them believe in Allah and make tasbih, say subhanallah, and ask Allah to forgive you and me. ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا, making istighfar for those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, he said, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ, if you are going to make dua to Allah, فَسَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, ask him for al-firdaws. What is the firdaws? فَإِنَّهُ أَوْسَطُ الْجَنَّةِ, أَوْسَطُ الْجَنَّةِ. The firdaws is the middle of paradise. وَأَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ, and it is the highest part of the Jannah, the middle and the highest part in the Jannah. وَفَوْقُهُ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ, above al-Firdaws is the throne of the most merciful Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَمِنْهُ تُفَجَّرُ أَنْهَارُ الْجَنَّةِ, and from beneath the Arsh the rivers of the Jannah emanate and come forth. And the hadith is narrated by Imam al-Bukhari. So therefore we testify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lahu arsh, a throne. Does it mean it's like a chair or something to sit on? Kalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not held by the throne. Everything that is created is held with His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not something when Allah is tired, wal'ayyadu billah, as the Jews and the Christians say. They say, the Jews and the Christians, that Allah created such on the first day, second day, third day, fourth day, and on the sixth day, He became tired, so He sat. A'udhu billah. This is in their book of Genesis, the Kuffar. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everlasting, self-sufficient, sustains all, needs no help, no power from anyone subhanahu wa ta'ala. let alone a chair or something like this. So when we say al-arsh, it is not what you and I can imagine. So when we say istawa, what does it mean? We come back to the statement of Imam Malik. What does istawa mean? Why or when or how or where? We say to you, al-kayfu ghayru ma'qul. How? You cannot imagine. Don't ask. Don't ask. It's not important. But what is important that you believe ar-Rahman ala al-arsh istawa. Allah the Most Beneficent is established above the throne. وَالْإِسْتِوَاءُ مِنْهُ غَيْرُ مَجْهُولٍ. And that we know that he is performing this istiwa. وَالْإِمَانُ بِهِ wajib. It is compulsory iman to believe in this. وَالْسُؤَادُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٍ. And to ask about this is bid'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore is above his throne in the manner that he wishes, in the way that he will, in the most perfected manner that he has asked of his, that he has made for himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore when we read the Quran, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in us. As some Sufis, they come and they say, Allah is in here. A'udhu billah. They say, wahdat al-wujud. When I pray to Allah, Allah answers. When I make dhikr or tasbih, I am one with Allah. All of this, if a person believes it, practices it, and shown that this is haram, and does it, then it is kufr. It's belief. To believe in this wahdat al-wujud al-mukhid, wal-ayyadu billah. So therefore, Allah answers to us the question, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. In Surah Al-Mulk, Allah tells us, do you feel secure that he who is above the heavens, do you feel secure, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَقْتِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورِ. Do you feel secure or feel that the one who is above the heavens shall not make the earth from beneath you open and swallow you with it? أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ or maybe, أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ. Or maybe you feel secure from Allah who is above his heaven, that he will not send a whirlwind or a wind against you, and when it happens you shall know his warning was true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, ألا تأمنونني وأنا أمين من في السماء. Do you not put your trust in me when I am entrusted by He, the one who is above the heavens? And you may look and you will say, how can someone say above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, above the heavens? What does it mean, معنى في السماء أو فوق السماء? It is important as a Muslim to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not confined by the heavens and the earth. He is above them. For someone to feel or to say that Allah is in, this is not showing any respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially when you read the Quran, Allah tells us about the heavens, as-samawat. He said on the day of judgment in Surah Al-Zumur, he said, وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينٍ. On the day of judgment, before the day of judgment, the seven heavens shall be grasped in his right. يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ قَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. On the day of judgment, we shall roll up the heavens like a scroll. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be physically inside, as these people of Sufiyyah say and claim. So we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his arsh in the way that he wishes. Allah tells us, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His kursi is greater than all of the heavens and all of the earth and the created things together. وَسِعَ. It is more encompassing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. The true believer fears Allah who is above them. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. It is He Allah. It is He Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is above His servants in power and in strength. It is He Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is above His servants. And they fear Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah also tells us in the Quran, as Zaynab, the Prophet's wife, radiallahu anha, whenever she used to speak to the people, to her sisters, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she used to say to the Prophet, you were married to Rasulullah by your family. Your family, they gave you in marriage to Rasulullah. But me, Allah from above the seven heavens ordered my marriage to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَطَرًا زَوَّجْنَاكَهَا. And when Zayd had left her, we gave her a wife for you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she says, I was giving the nikah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah from above the seven heavens. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we see that this is something that does not extinguish the nearness of Allah to us. Not because we say Allah is above the seven heavens, established in the manner that most befits His majesty and might, above His throne, that this means Allah is far from me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Closer to you and I in His knowledge, in His power, in His ability, in His order, in His sight, in His hearing, in His knowledge of everything we do, than even your jugular vein. But this does not mean that Allah is in you. وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So these are two different separate issues. So not because we say Allah is removed from His creation physically, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this means that He is not near to us. إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ. I am near to them, I answer the call.